What I'd like to do, and if I do those two things, I think it will be, I'd like to explain a little bit what Pshuto Shel Mikra is in Derech HaPshat, what I started spoke about last week. And I'd like to give an overview and explain it, the various stances of the Ramban of whether they are actually Tayag Mitzvahs or not, or what the Minyan of Tayag Mitzvahs. Those are the two issues that I'd like to deal with. Okay, so what I pointed out, which is an amazing thing, okay, is there are two things. First of all, after the whole discussion, the Rabbana discussion, this is what we started it, ticked it off. We have a discussion of Kol Cherem Asher Yochel, okay. And the Ramban clearly says in Mishpat Acherim Li'acha Mechila that he is ready to say that it's maybe Pshuto Shel Mikra. In the Torah, he says Derech Pshat, that it's referring to Nilchomim and Achiv Misa. There are two different issues over here. One issue is about the Nilchomim and making a war with Chiyuv Misa, and that he doesn't bring any rises there, Chapshat. And then he's bothered by Yavish Gilad and throws in that Kiyuv, if you're not going to say this, you're going to have a problem interpreting it. Okay? Also, there, Chapshat. In Mishpat Acherim, he's ready to say that maybe it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Ritva does a third thing, okay, and that itself is an interesting issue. Ritva and Ksuvis on Lamed Zayin Mebeis, Dermas Kochem Ashiochum in Odin Lo Yipode Lomeli Pirush Yavagaf De Bemedrish Mevin Mimenu Raya Li'oiva Achirim Hamelech. Cherem HaMelech Shechayiv Miso Ukeinyan Ochon Ben Zerach V'yoineson Ben Shaul Hayi Asmachta Ba'al Mohi. So it's flip. Ramban's trying to make it Derech HaPshat or Pshuto Shel Mikra, and Ritva says an Asmachta Ba'al Mohi Ugmir Gmir Lo Oy denafkelo mitichse kol ish ashe yamre es picho. Yeah, it bases moi b'malchus. Okay. Now, this is interesting in two issues, really. Okay, just before we get involved in the whole thing, you know. Would, if you say the way the Ramban was going, you see, there's a whole different take on what the power, who in whom is invested power over here. Because he says, you see, in Yovish Gilad, there was no Melech there. It was Jehovah Shavuos HaKol. V'yishuk Shomo Edo Shneim Oso Elef Ish Mibnei Achayel V'yitzavu Isam Leimo L'chu V'kisu Az Yesh V'gilad V'fi Chorev V'ein HaSvoro Noisene Shoso Kol Edo Ro Kizais L'homis Anoshim Rabi Mi'Yisrael Zamban Chumish She'ein HaMachayel V'misa U'Pinchos Ho Yishom V'yalpiv Nase Kol Yinahu. The old Motsasi Bagod Biamedu Ilamdin, and this could be what it was referring to. Tanya Vikivoim Achirim Hua Shvua, Vashvu Achirim, Anshi Yovish Ovo Achirim the Schai Vumisa, Ocheneni Oime, Kimakosova Ze Yotzalahem, Adinaze, Shekom Melech be Israel, O Sanhedri Gedoila, Bemaimet Ko Israel. It's either Sanhedrin or Melech, B'mai Mikol Yisrael.
B'mai Mikol Yisrael?
What?
What does that mean, B'mai Mikol Yisrael? Representing Kol Yisrael?
I don't know. It doesn't know. We don't know if the Melech can, really. The Leib Kol Om, you know, Sheish Lehem Mishus B'mishpatim, Sheish Lehem Mishus, B'mai Mikol Yisrael, Sheish Lehem Mishus B'mishpatim. We don't know the indefinite pronoun reference referring to B'chal. Is referring to Yisrael, is referring to the Melech or the Sanhedrin. Im yachrimu ha'ir li lochem aleho, v'chein im yachrimu al dovo ho'iv olo chayim misa. V'uchi v'shi yovish gil, anshi yovish gilot. Okay? So basically, is somehow, you know, the Klal Yisrael has this ability, really, with someone who has a schus, a rishus and mishpatim. That's really what the Ramban's saying, somehow. Okay? Whereas the Ritva has a whole different flip on this, a whole different twist on it, and he says, Eino Elas, he starts out, and he says, Raya al cherem ha-melech shechayiv mino uki'inyin ochon ben zorach, Yonis and Ben Shaul, you see, he leaves out Yovish Gilad. Right. Okay. And you can say the Ram says that Yushua was a Melech, the Ram Hilchon Lochim. And then you had Yonis, you had Melech over there also. So it's really Melech, and it's called Melech Yamas Picha. It doesn't have the Tzibur, it doesn't have anything. So there's a whole different take. And we don't know also. He says, the question is, can you set up a Chiv Misa with a Hilchus of Gemira? See, the Ram goes out of his way that Ein Oinshim and the Kei Mazhirin, and that the Oinshim start with a lav and with a thing. And see, it could be then called a Yam Mespicha, that's already rooted in the tail, that's not a problem. And that's a Horah Shah.
What about the extra judicial? The mission talks about Tomei by Kohan, they killed them.
Yeah, but that's not what's going on over here. This is a law of the Deiris. There it's a Kanoim Poygimbo or something like that. Here, Lechera, they talk where they say Chiv Misa. There is no Chiv Misa. It's Kanoim Poygimbo. It's a whole different story. Right, and the Kanoi, if he comes, and what the din would be with Roydev, and this guy turns, he goes back and tries to kill the person trying to kill him, and the moment, I'm not getting involved in, okay? But say, this is it. The Greek Fortress was a whole different take on things, okay? Secondly, the Ramban seems to be very clear that it has to be a Kosov, okay? And he's wrestling over here and saying, if our mitzvah should it be a separate mitzvah or not, he doesn't even quote this whole discussion. Correct? He only discussed the discussion with Mon Ksuvus. And he says that L'chira, if it's lo sikach in the lo sikach kofel nefesh v'tzeach, something like that, then L'chira it should be minyan mitzvah. And that was the issue. We pointed out maybe it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah, because maybe it should be part of the mitzvah lo sikach kofel nefesh v'tzeach. Maybe that's not what the Gemara is concluding. You know, all different things. Okay, that's in the gate us now. But we ask, Rabbi Nishan, the Ramban learns in Chumash, and in Mishpat Acherim, like his double portion, there's this other part of this pasuk. And we said that L'chera, what the Ramban really is saying over here, in Mishpat Acherim, that you can have an option of a pasuk being interpreted in two ways. That in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it could be an Ashara, and in Drosha, it should be a Shlila, and not an Ashara, because it means there's no Erech, right? It comes out, B'chol Chemesh Yochum and Odom, Lo Yipodem Moshi Musa, there's no Erech. In the Drosha's Chazal, it's not an Ashara, but in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it is an Ashara. Okay? B'chol Yisrael comes out. And I told you that you could have had the same type of thing in the flip side, and to answer, there's a discussion of Shemeshin and of Chaim about the Kochem, that the question is, why is it minyan of mitzvahs? So who said what to whom? Okay, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said it was ki'ilu that when Moshe was learning you as a child, and it's kashra chayim of chayim, it was a difficult question. And Moshe said, you know what I think? I think that since the Yerushalmi is a drosha, that my child, young man, I don't know how old he was, but he wasn't like he wasn't our age, okay? And he said that since the Yerushalmi is a drosha, the kol odom afilu malach can't be no elmoid, and there's no isum malach, so it must be not an asol, it's a shlila, okay? And the Rav said, Chaim, the way of Aaron said, the Rav did, the Chaim didn't accept it, he said it was valdik, but he could be derichit, whatever, okay, besides, okay, whatever. Well, I'm just trying to tell you one thing. I would take this man an answer, okay? Because you take this, you can flip it, and say, maybe cholom lo yeh bo'el moyed, in the Yushalmi, that takes quotes, that Malach is only Tasha. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is the Rasholah, it should be Minyan Mitzvahs. You have no Raya unless you're ready to make, unless you're ready to take a stand that this Drosha is not a Drosha, but it's Pshuta Shal Mikra, and it's the Pirush of a Kubal Kilo, then, you know, you have no proof. That's all I'm pointing out. Okay? It looks like you're okay. You want me to say it again?
Say it again.
Okay, good. Okay. This I want, okay, the reason I'm saying it first, I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but I just wanted to say it again, okay? So it's a very important, very interesting issue. They asked this question, okay? Why does the Ram have Minyan Mitzvahs? B'chol Odom lo yeh bo'el moed b'bo'el chava b'kodesh. Period. That's all. Not to come to base kodesh kodeshim, or to oil moed, or to the...
The question, nobody counts. The question is everybody.
Yeah. Okay, good. No one counts. You have to ask on the Rambam, because the Rambam is the minor, right? You can ask the Rabban, and he doesn't put it in Mitzvah Shacharav, but yeah, okay, good, that's the way they ask the question, okay? So the answer is that since the Yushami is a drosha of a whole Odom, afilu kipnei Odom from the Amaloch, so there's no Yisum Amalochim, so it's not an Aschor, it's a Shlila. And the Rambam Sher Shmini doesn't count Shlilas.
That's the
Pirush
Makubal?
No, that was it. Drasha, correct? Okay, good. And, okay. A Shlila, okay, Shmini, let's start again, I'm sorry. I missed this last week, I assume that, you know, I'm sorry. Shmini is, the Ram says, the word, a negative in language can either mean that it's just a negation of something, or it's a prohibition, okay? So when you see the word lo in the Torah, you don't know what it is, okay? Or I say, for example, lo achalti. So is that a prohibition or it's a shlila?
So it's a shlila.
It's a shlila, okay? Okay. Even though lo achalti b'ani menu, in the middle of the end of that Sherei Shuram counts lo chalti b'nei lav minyan mitzvah. I'm buying, you know, says my high, you know. Okay, good. I'm not interested in this. I'm just pointing out that this is a full answer, that's what you'd say. Okay. So all I'm just trying to tell you is that when Moshe brings a raya, or chayim, whatever it is, whoever brought the raya, that since it says v'chol odom, that it says v'chol odom, afilu p'nei and p'nei, like a malach, so it means that the problem from a malach to be in base into the kochi kochim or the heichel when during Avodas Yom Kippur, okay? Avodas Pnim, okay? So what is Nisan Amalach? So the answer is no, okay? So the question is, so what's shot in the pasuk? So the pasuk is a shlila, it's a psul. The body shouldn't be, okay? So that's the Votaray, Kilu, that it's a Shlila, that it's not an Asol, that's Ram doesn't count because of this Yushalmi. But I'm still from Yushalmi, it's not a good, but I'm still from Yushalmi, that it's a Shlila, not Asol. So I say no. I say maybe it's only a Drosha, and maybe Shukha Shomikra is an Asol, and the Drosha is a Shlila, and Shalom Yisrael. Unless you're ready to somehow, someone had this Ruach HaKodesh, that this drasha is not a posh of the drasha, it's a pirush makubal, and that's the pshat and pasuk. So mela, there's no shlila, that means there's no aschol, it's only shlila and shalom ha'yisrael. That's what I want to tell you, okay? That was a side point, this was a maimon ha'muska, okay? Okay. Now Rabbi Anan, if anything, he did the same thing with the lo yibona, that he claimed that it might have been, that's what the Torah says in Yevamos, that it might have been also this, the lo yibone might have been a drosha of a la'av, and it's not it's, but it's only a drosha. And it might, drosha miko means it's a taina on him that he was, that's why it's your telephone, and drosha miko, it's only a shaliva. Okay, but say that. You can have this type of thing, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, but say that. So I'm telling you, this is where we're standing, just this is the information, okay? Now, the question is, Lamaisa, according to Ramban, since he says in Chumash that it's Derech HaPshat, that with Yovish Gilad or with the Derech, when they destroy the ear, Vachamti Esarei, at the ear, L'chayra, Adoshtet Neteya, okay? So it should have been an Ashova. Even the Chazal only claiming back and forth about the Droshes. So Rabban counts the Droshes in Yom Mitzvah also. The same. But that's a different issue. But the Maisa is Shamika. Okay. So the first thing that I told you last week, okay, is that you see in Rabban and Chumash in two places that it's very clear that Derech HaPshat and Pshuto Shamika are two different entities. Okay? Derech HaPshat is an approach of a Mefarish to interpret Pesukim. But it's not necessarily Pshuto Shel Mikra. This, he understands that he's putting, I don't know if you could say such a thing, you know, maybe borders on Kfir or not. He's putting his own subjective mind into seeing what he thinks is behind, is the mechanism going on over here. In other words, he has no clue, okay? But, you know, when the person is allowed to do this, you know, Rav Geshe used to say on Rashi, Rashi says, Libi Oimeli, okay? So he says, how can you say Libi Oimeli? He said, it says, L'suach l'vach l'vach reinechem. It says, the fence of us for leiv. If a poshta leiv is l'suach l'vach, but a leiv, a luach libaya, kosova luach libaya, that he uses his leiv. He has the right to decide, you know, and to think about things and give his take on it, okay? But a mefarish who's working for the Torah, Derech HaPshat, he's not in any way saying that, and you know, Kivei Masmoris, that's Pshuto Shel Mikra, okay? And if you look, the types of rayas that he brings, for example, in Derech HaPshat, he does this in Re'ei. Well, Derech HaPshat, Yaski HaKosu Bo'olis Vazvochim, Shechai V'Ochlon Shom B'chit Lefnei Hashem. And he says, and he brings Rai, V'hitzki Gam Kein Shiobi Shom HaMaisa V'Tchumo, שיתן אויסם לכהנים ולוויים ושוסי המקדב שיסבחו גם הם עם מוכם ועם בותיכם. Okay? Which is a little take on things. He's telling me, trying to explain the mechanism, what's going on in the process. Also there's a pshat. And then he says, כי אין שנאמה הביאו את כל המעשה אל בייס אויצר. וכן יוסטו בבי שני בתחום ובתחום הסמייסה שיביאו למקדש שנאמר ויעזרי שערי ססיכם תחום הסיכם ופרי, you know, and that was only תקונוס. He says, that תקונו, you know, in דרך הפשעת, it wasn't סתם, it was based on this din. דרייסה. It's a very, very interesting thing, but that's what it is דרך הפשעת. Then at the end of the Ramban he says, ואני סויבר, בפשוטו של מקרא זה, כי תחום את יתכם, מה שיורם אודם להשם ביקס בוי, ומיזה בוי, לעשה איסרי, קורבן אילו איזבח, And he continues on this line, and certain things he gives to Kohanim, and various, you know, it's a whole new pshat in the pasuk, but he calls them shomikar. But he's careful and he says, I need savor, okay? So even in the take, in the personal take, there's something to say, derech hapshat, as a mefarish, and what he says, shomikar. Shomikar. Like, shomikar shomikar is different, okay? And there, he only calls psukim in the Torah, and can you see the word truma yetchem is used in this way? The word truma, okay. Then the Rambam in Vayishlach. V'hine atudim ho'olim alatzom. Okay. So what was going on exactly? So he says, atayoshiv ho'olim Yiko atudim, ki kol godlo batzoyin yiko ken. That's what I'm saying. Af begdoli anoshim, kol atudim ole. The word atudim is something to do with people. I guess, I'm not sure if it's in statue or whatever. Okay, well, it's not in the game for me. Because of Rashi, af api shehibdilom, the vein kulom, excuse me. Af bishidil lolom lobon kulom shelo yis avu atzayin dugmosam. Right. Hoyu amalochim mevin oison meede hamosol the bnei lobon leede shviyad Yaakov. So there was some miraculous malochim pulling things up and putting them down. The thing, the world's flying around, okay? Does change the Rashi, okay? Well, derech hapshat, hoy zeh mager. It wasn't that the malachim actually came, but it was a marin nevuah. La'avtichoy ki yolidu kohem. A marin nevuah which la'avtocha. Vo'eid milat v'hinei. Ki v'chol ha'chaloyim yoimakein. Chof chesid beizid gimel, perig mem, posik tes, and posik tes zayin. Okay, v'hinei. It's a chaloyim of nevuah, whatever. Okay, good, same. B'tam ki ilu ha'dobu l'fonov. Ki ilu, v'hinei. U'b'reishis rabo, lo hiskiru hamalochim elo mimedrish. Omu oilim ein ksiv kan elo ho oilim. And since it says ho oilim, it's a drasha that they are malochim over here. Okay? Keep shuto shel mikro kmo she'omarnu. See, he says there hapshat there was a mare, okay? But I see, but he says shuto shel mikro is kmo she'omarnu. There were no malochim that were taking things from here to there. It never actually happened. When there was a haloimana, veisachnet. That's what he says, al derech hapshat. But the pshuta shemikla, that the malochim over ho'olim, is pshuta shemikla, and this never happened. Kmo shomalno, that it never happened. Whether it was a haloim, or whether it happened, how, what exactly is going on, but it's not pshuta shemikla. So it's derech hapshat, pshuta shemikla. Okay. So I would say, that the Ramban is certainly not prepared to introduce Azchor in Minyan Mitzvahs based on Derech HaPshat. So what he says in Chumash, that that people who are Nilchomim on a year, that are want to destroy an year, that say that everyone in the city will die, or something like that, which is not the case of Rashi of Gila, and that's not Ochel, that's not the whole issue over there, okay? That is derech hapshat, and the Ramban Chumash also introduces. Also, he introduces Yovish Gilad in the Bechal Derech Hapshat. Okay? Okay. So that's what he has. So the only thing that he has in Pshuto Shel Mikra is in Mishpat Acherim. Okay? And in Mishpat Acherim, he's very careful. In Mishpat Acherim, he's very careful that he says, Achrei Bakoshes Mechila Ulai. Because it's a suffix in Ramban. It's a suffix in Ramban whether this is Pshuto Shel Mikra or not. Since only suffix, he can't put Minyan Mitzvahs. So that takes care of this. So every word of Tachon Tech Deis is Pshuto Shel Mikra, here's Ulai. Okay, say that. So Mamash, every word is involved. Okay, next. Now, we have that, I want to introduce another thing, okay? Comes. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Here we go. So what he does now here, in Frankel's Lam, it's Yudalid. Okay, we finish now about the Kol Cheder. Okay, now he says Elu who creates Ibrahim, the Divrei Mechayvo, Hain Min Aminyan Shel Tayag. The Tayag Mitzvahs, the Divrei Mechayvo, Ain a Nechshavim, V'Tzorchu Lahavi Aminyan Zeh Shel Tayag Mitzvahs Acheres Kimispolim V'Yashlim Asei B'Mokam Asei V'Loista B'Mokam Lav. So we'll see, this is Nogay for later, okay? You see, I could have told you, but I'm not getting involved in this now, I have on this, and maybe we'll talk about it next week, maybe afterwards. You could have taken the position that Tayag Mitzvahs is an important minion, but Ramach Mitzvahsei and Shisam Mitzvahsei, it's not, that's not real, that's not the mystery, that's not the issue, okay? The issue is Tayag, okay? But you see in this Ramban, and we'll see other places about this, it's very clear the Ramban, it's all the same issue. Because if there's Tayag, and he leaves that in an Aseh, he knocks that in an Aseh, you have to put a different one, but Makoyman, correct? Or a different law, that's right? Okay.
It's coming off the Ramban.
What?
The Ramban is mastered about
Aseh. Yeah, but the question is, you know, what's the Mesoil of Simloi? The Tatera and the Tayag, we'll see, we'll talk, we'll see. Okay. Okay, we have to say Mokum Asay, listen to Mokum Lav.
So there's Mamish two separate numbers, there's two different problems here. Tayag is only the son of the two, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, good.
Three numbers.
Three numbers. There's Tayag, Shaphat.
Tayag is the right, just the two.
No, the three separate. See, it becomes even more interesting because you open up in the Gemara Makis, okay, and they're basically explanations for the three different numbers. And the Chari shouldn't have needed it because once you have two, you have a third woman Mela, or right?
Two of the three should do it.
Two of the three should do it. You know, anyone who has any, you know, simple mathematical knowledge, but the Gemara says that the Ramach is Kevrei Odom, okay, and the Shasa is the Yimei Hashana, okay, as it's the Gemara. Okay? And then the Gemara doesn't talk about the Tayag. And the Tayag of Menune is the Kasha Maikro. And the Gemara calls Tayyat Tzivulon Moshe, Tayyat Matavishirab. That's only that. So, the question is, are the issues related and what the relationship is? I'm not getting involved in that now. Okay? I have on that. I worked from this week. I have what to say on this. But that's. I'm just pointing out that you might not have noticed, okay, you might not have noticed the Ramban over here, what he's saying, okay, because he's saying, I say, Mokam I say, or Loisa Mokam Loisa said, that he's machbid not only the Tayag, but he's machbid in the minion of Asay, Loisa said. Correct? Okay, now I'm just keeping this reading, I'm not doing it. All right, correct? Eilu kiyetz ben adibi oi mechaivo, hein? Min a minyan shel tayag mitzvah tayag mitzvahs, right? Or divrei oimer rishus eino nechshav. V'tzorech hu lehavi l'b'minyan zeh shel tayag mitzvah cheres k'mitzporim v'yashlim asei l'mokam asei v'loisem l'mokam l'ifav. Correct? V'shos yadvor mehem shiovi hu b'minyan hazeh eino mitzvahs l'divrei oimer b'eilu. Chayva, okay, and the ones that he brings, according to one that says chayva, can't be a mitzvah. Because otherwise, you also mess with the meaning. Ve'inu abateira in yonam ke'elu. We don't find such a thing that there's a discussion. You knock this one out, what do we do, and how do we do it, okay? Ve'oi, ki hoi lehem kfi da'akom, hanog betalmud, la'achshis v'loima, l'man demoni hanach nefishe, l'hu mitzvahs, inami l'man demapik, Hanuch, but my mashlim lehu. Okay.
What's the two separate things? What do you mean? Ain't lo the Torah in yonim, and the what's two?
We don't. You see, the Tzidu Fidish, you don't find that this ever happened any place. And in all these places, it's not only, you see the two things. One thing is we don't find this phenomenon, and second, all the places the Talmud should have asked. In other words, it's really the same thing, it's two sides or something. You know, we don't find that there was a pod on this any place.
That's it.
And the Maisa is, if there is a Akpada, that's the flip side, if there is a Akpada, you should have find them talking about it, asking this question. Because the Talmud usually says, according to this, well, what happens? I think that's all he's doing. I don't think there's anything more than that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Tyrus Talmud, basically.
I assume that's the Talmud. Okay? Because I don't know what else it could be. At the moment. Okay? Because the moment he was talking about the Talmud, he wasn't talking about any other sources. Here he's now mentioning Midrash.
Yeah, the Va'od is difficult, though. What's the Va'od? Did I say the Va'od? Hamel the Torah,
no, if you know, you don't find any remnant. See, first of all, you don't find that there was any hakpod about any of this, and even if you say there was there should have been a hakpod, then in other words, that's not a raya. Really, the best raya is that if there was a hakpod, there should have been on these places should have asked. It's really. You know, it's okay. But say that. Now it goes like this. He asked midrashim. B'cheilu isi oid, sh'nemu b'zeh midrashim rabim, v'asmachteis. Okay, good. But say that. I'm going to get back to this in Mirz Hashem. Okay. Then, I just want to give you an overview over here, okay? Then, look on the first Amud of Tezvav and Aleph, the first line, second line. V'ulai noimah shezu hamemro shel Rebbe Simloi eino divrei kuk hako v'yesh po machlekes elo Rebbe Simloi mono hamitzis kifrifi daitoi usfor usfor asa behen Bedaito is Vosabran, wherever that is. Umots on Kemisbazer, Vyosad Bohen Hadrosha Hazu. V'alkein lo hikshu mimeno l'Rabbi Yishmo b'chson shalish mitzvos aseh l'Rabbi Shimo b'chson shtei mitzvos aseh avo im yachzru lohem lo yodu basmachta azu v'minya azeh. So maybe taka the answer is that they disagree with Simloi and Shalman Yisrael, and that's what's going on over here. Okay. So that, l'chayre, is the end of this point, okay? The point is, if this is real, then maybe the reason why we don't find this whole discussion is because both Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmael disagree. Okay? Avo, afa pi shenovi, this Avol is very important. Here Avol is like a switch. Avol Hashemim Anachnu Avol. Okay? Avol is a turn. Okay? Here's the turn of the tide. Avol Noide, so I'm not speaking the word we. He's really only himself. I don't know Noide or the Chachanu who the Noide is. Noide Shehi Halocha. I don't know, the word halacha has new dimensions over here, because I know halacha yipaskin is it's kosher or not kosher, or it's tor or tome or chayiv or potter, okay, or samuta, okay. What does it mean halacha? This tayag mitzvah, I'm not sure exactly, okay. But that's what the chacham mesira, that's kilos gamid l'minyan of the chacham mesira, that is. That is dominion, okay? That's to say, the halacha hi. Halacha. Okay? Not that there's necessarily any mysterious about it, but that's askoma, I assume, or something like that. Lefi shasugyos b'talmud kain. Stam Talmud Bavli is like that. And that's enough to be kevei halacha. Whatever the halacha means here. Okay? Kriyamim b'shvuos u'nedorim v'leim luhu kimu avudizoro v'cholatero kula inami sheish meyois v'sholosh esri mitzvah shenemru. As I state in Gemara, we on lemeidim mizeh shezeh lohem minyonim shel mitzvahs, because I say it's tam, there's no machlokes about it. Avo pish, okay. Now he's flipping again. First he says this is the raya, that's the halacha.
But it could be
more. Yeah, we'll see. But this is what we assume. This is the postulate of Talmud Bavli after everything said and done. Apa pishiyesh lema ki akushi rishayin avodizor v'chol ator kula ho yisol ledivri hakor v'ashniya nemu dat ledaito shalav simloi. Okay, that's possible. L'fishalei huske b'gemora minyan acher. So that l'chayri is.
I forgot the gemora. What do you mean? Kushi rishonah b'dizor.
What?
Adam.
He starts before leima luhu kimu avodizor v'chol ator kula. Okay. I assume
is that logic? Because it wasn't mentioned a different number? Maybe there's no number.
No. I think it's the answer. I'm not sure that's part of the kasha. I just want to see if I can leave closer over here. 1 second. Go slow. You're too fast for me. What's it has to be here? 1 second. Take it. Avo im yachsu lehem lo yodu masracha. Meir machlok lo fi shatsugi betalmud kein kamishu was adov leima fi onu lemeidim מזה שזה מניונם של מצוות. אינם אף על פי כמה, אף על פי שיש לו אמר, הפירוש הראשון הוא ישראל דבי החוב, והשני נאמרו תחת סמלוי גס רבי סמלוי או לפי שלו הוסקה בתירה מיניין אחר. כן, לא יכולים לחוץ לו מגמור. והכבון היען של הוסקה בתירה מיניין אחד או כמה מיקרות. It should be Acher, probably.
What is the second Kushya?
It should be. It's only. Rav Simloi is mentioned Stam, I assume, because you don't find a different minion in the Talmud Bavli besides Rav Simloi, so that's the minion it took. But it could be only Das Yachid anyway. That's why it was mentioned Inami, not to give it more credence than it is. Something like that. That's what he means, I think. Okay, go to Seder. So he says it's not 100% convincing. You could be Dichit, but he probably would say that that's the halacha. Okay, I assume something like that. Because he throws in something else. Well, with Gemara Shabbos, a perek Omer Rekiva, Shiba is halucha, is my dorash. Omer, Uma Pesach Shihi Achas Mitayag Mitzvah Shomotera Kol Beneichel Yochal Boy Kol Toro Kulo Kan VYisrael Meshumodim Al Achas Kama Bekama. So there it says clearly Tayag Mitzvah Stam Ugmo Yivomis Omu Benomi Di Omro Lurus Mafakirin Mafkedino Mafkadin and Tayag Mitzvahs. There's the Mafkadin and Tayag Mitzvahs. That's the Minyan Mitzvahs. So that is a raya that is halacha. Okay? That's the first shlav. Okay?
This is the Teretz Yavopi, why we do say it's still halacha.
We say it's still halacha because even though you could have been deicha, the Yavopi in the Gemara and the Dom and Shavuos, the Gemara in Shabbos and in Yevamos seems to assume that that's not the case. I think that's what he's that's the argument. Okay, to say that. Okay, then he takes another step. First, the assumption is that it is a machlokes, but the ma'isa is this is the halacha pshuta Talmud Bavli. Even though you could have been deicha the raya from the Gemara Dom and Shavuos, but the ma'aseh is you have the raya from the Gemara in Shabbos and in Yevamos. Okay, then he takes another step. V'oid nispashit haminyan hazeh v'oid v'hagodes kol she'omu v'bereshis rabo, and this is amazing. Okay. What's V'Eid? You have a Talmud Bavli, and you're quoting now Midrashim, so what's Vilspa? Okay? Listen, look, V'Eid, let's read it first, and then I'll tell you what I want to say about it. V'Eid, Nispashid Haminyan, Hazeh, V'Eid, V'Agodes, Kmo Shom, V'Veshis Rabo, Om V'Yudon, V'Rabi Simon, Roi Hoya, Odom Arishit, Nosin Teir Al Yodai. Umatam Zeh Sefer told this other. He should have given the Sefer Torah. He should have been the one to give it to us. Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu Yitzir Kabai V'Eini Noisein Loi. I created him with my hands. I shouldn't give him the Torah. Chozer V'Omer Sheish Mitzvah Nasati Loi V'Lo Yochol Lamoi V'Achas Mehen V'Heich Ani Noisein L'Mosayim. Okay. Okay. to it, because it says Shasa'a Mamach. I guess you don't have to add it up to make Tayag, but I assume that's
Yikur. No, it's a metric.
I understand. I said, hold everything. I started this. You haven't said anything. I said that he's quoting the message of the Raya. And I started talking about it. I said, okay. She said, what? I'm going to say something. V'chei v'medjus tanchuma. V'chei v'medjus tanchuma. V'medjus angolda achirim. Hugo l'haski askum azeh. Stam. They mentioned. That's the thing. So that's okay. Then, okay. Okay. Okay, I'll stop here for a second. I'll explain this to you. The Ramban in general, it's an amazing thing, but it's, I don't know when he wrote this. I'll tell it to you. I'll find it. I'll remind my take the exact question. The Miri in Sefer Mogen Avos, in his various vichuchim with the Talmid of the Ramban, he says an amazing thing. He says that you basically, your approach is, I see your base measure, the approach is, you bring svom chitzenim, kilos of rice or something. Okay? And these are Tami the Ramban. And that basically, I don't believe he's trying to tell you that you could use it maybe on its own, but certainly if you have the Talmud Bavli is like that or something like that, you might use this as a supportive argument. And this did not bother the Ramban. It's not Kilo, it's Talmud Bavli, only Talmud Bavli. Okay? That's in general. I'll try to find, I'll remind me, I guess I'll have it for you next week, the quote, I have it here someplace. There's a quote of the Talmud, of the Miri saying this, on the Talmud. Okay?
Now, the Miri's accusation is correct.
Yeah, but who says maybe they actually believe that you should do it that way? See what I'm saying? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, it's not worth the time now.
What's the history of Midrash? What are we assuming?
Get the history, read the Midrash, and they're all over the place. And Alec Talmud Bavli.
What is it? Tanoim? The Midrash is Tanoim?
It's probably. The truth is. The truth is, it's probably mainly the Amoraim, and it probably was in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I think the Aramaic of the Medrash Rabbah is a Yerushalmi Aramaic, as opposed to the Aramaic of Talmud Bavli, which is a Babylonian Aramaic. And that is pretty much, you know, so that's an amazing thing over here. See, the Rambam makes a major case, even though he quotes Yishami, that's a very strange thing, in his Agdomo, that only the Talmud Bavli has Samchus, okay? And that's where the Miri goes. Okay?
Because Ravina Ravashi.
He says basically, since it was accepted by Klal Yisrael, the Talmud Bavli, the Samchus, so Mela, that's why we accepted it. Kilo is a loisoso, and it's like Sanhedrin.
And the Rabban agrees with that, you don't know?
I don't know. The Ram says in Hakdoma. Okay? The Ram says in Hakdoma. And even though it's not necessarily historically accurate, but the Ram bases everything on it. Because there was a Sefer Chilukim. from the Goyim. There were 49 differences in Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, and they were Chulik at Talmud Bavli at the time of the Goyim. There was no Lechem Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Goyim. That's a statement then from one of the 49 Chulik. You got it? Okay. If I would say Lechem Mishnah, you know, Lechem Mishnah. Truth is, you look at the Gemara, Lechem Mishnah is a Chiddush of Talmud Bavli. Can't just say, you know, you take, you know, you put the Shtam, like, you know, you have to know everything in its historical frame of reference, and this is the Talmud Bavli, okay. Whatever it is, it seems to Ramban that he wants to bang it, and to show that it's throughout all Safus Atera, that seems to be according to Ramban, an added thing, and then I tell you, remind me if I don't tell you next week, you'll have it, whatever it is, Blineda, there is a Mogin Oves from the Miri that quotes Kilo, that was one of the tangents of Talmud the Ramban. There will be Chuchim, it's back and forth, different discussions, difference of opinion between the Chachmei Narbona, which was the Talmud the Ramban, and the Chachmei Provence, which was the Miri was. After Ramban was Nifta, they went to the Miri. Okay? That is taking care of that point, okay? But let's get to it so quickly. Then he flips, okay? I'm not sure this, the truth is, probably wouldn't even get to explain anything today, but I just want to give you the outline, okay? But I hope you remember it for next week, so we'll move ahead, okay? Then, so, he says that it's not only a halacha in the Talmud Bavli, but it seems to be, listen, but the Lushan and Lushan, let's only get back to it, the old Nispashet Haminyan Hazeh Mi'od Ba'agodis. So, I don't even know if he's talking about, he says, Ba'agodis, a filter of what is the approach of the Chachmei HaMeseira. Okay? That's probably what he's trying to say. This, if you find this again and again and again in Midrashim as the number, it means that this was a meaningful number and it was nispashit. And it means that everyone accepted it.
Well, he's building on the previous, he said, Lo huskara min gemur minyan acher. So it's a double point. There's no other minyan in Talmud. And this minyan appears on
the Talmud. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you something. I don't know the whole minyan acher. I'm not sure that's a proof to anything. That Ki'ilu is the reason why the Gemara didn't have to mention Rav Simloi, and it's really a kasha, correct?
Yes.
Correct? That's all it's doing. It's not a raya, it's the fakir, it's part of the kasha. Okay? Now, then next what he does, he introduces a medrash chazis. And he points out in the Medrash Chozes, you'll see, that there's a machlokes in Medrash Chozes where the Klal Yisrael heard the whole, all the 10 Dibros, or only the first two. Okay? And that is throwing a monkey wrench into Rav Menuna's Drosha for Rav Simloi. Because Rav Menuna's Drosha for Rav Simloi is based on the fact they only heard the first two. The question is, what does this medrash do with the minyan of Simloi? Abo reisi. See, I'm not sure. The truth is, it's not clear how important this is. Is this only as a monkey wrench in the discussion before the spashin haminyan over midrashim? But he's pointing out that it's however a problem with midrashim, or this is a problem for the whole thing? Because the question is, do you? Once it's a halacha in Talmud Bavli, so I don't know, you know, you can bring Midrashim as a sign, and you can talk to Mispashit, and he's questioning the Mispashit, nobody wants to do here, okay? So he says, Avurisi, B'medrash Chozes, Rabbi Shuvan Levi Rabbonim, Rabbi Shuvan Levi Amre, Oma, Shnei Dibrois, Shomu Yisrael, Yipi HaKadosh Baruch, Onoichi V'lo Yiyye Lecho. Al dechsiv yinosheki mi nishikis piu. From nishikis piu is Maimon HaSinai and Aseiros HaDibois. And they only had me in the Sheikah. It's only part of it. In the Sheikah, me. In the Sheikah. Maimon HaSinai is the Sheikah. Shina Kodesh Boch and Knesset Yisrael. Taimon de Rabbonon Ach Kol Dibois Ksiv Dab. Oh, on the Kol Dibois it says Dab Atrimonu Vinishmo Ma Dab Atrimonu Vinishmo. So it's going on the Kol says the Dibois. So what do you bring in Pesuk of the Shir Hashirim? Ma Ovad Lo Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi Polik She'ein Mukta Mucha Batera O Eino Medabe Ein dibe imon dabe imonu v'nishmo eliacha shnayim mishloisha dibois. Rabbi Zayev, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shul Levi, Tofa Shitzre. Oma ksi bateirot teirot tzibur Moshe. Ko atero kulo sheish meros v'sholosh esri mitzis havi. Teira begmati oyle kemiyin toshosh yural mitzis. Dibe Moshe imonu. Brom anoichi v'loyiye loy shamanum v'pi Moshe elipi hakolish bocha v'oyma shirim b'shikas piu ad kan dibi agod v'hine medurashim sharabununo shemona teira tzimul on Moshe teira b'gemat yehein v'kan dibi yochid v'abon en chalukim olo v'on nizbar isham him heim chalukim al hakol l'gamwe kolim al medurashim b'simloy atzmoy shoma tayag mitzis nitnu Loi Lemoshe Misinai, O Shihu, Miseris Biodam, Bako Moidim, Shikahu Schuma Mitzis. We have no clue of where it comes from, okay? But you know that the argument that Rav Amnun is Drasha, you know, which quotes Rav Simloi, is not clear in the Midrasha. Shigam Shoma Mejiz Chazan Hiskiyo. And he says, not to get so excited here, Shigam Shoma Mejiz Chazan. His kiu aschum azeh pom rabois. So Tayyad seems to be an accepted thing. So you're going to make a case of it. Look at that medrash. You can get a little nervous. But you take the broader look. It's okay. What to do with this, he doesn't tell you. Okay. Then he says, Ibnei. Then he does. Then he goes further. First, he says, Halacha. First, then he says, Machoikis. Okay. Then he says, Halacha. Then he quotes Midrash and Mispashtus. Then he ispashit more. Then he says, "Ubipinei his pashtus hacheshbon hazeh shom ubuchom mokoim noimal shu mose biyod mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai." Something which you see is clearly accepted by everyone, as everyone takes a double portion, both in Midrashim and Talmud Bavli. The only way there could be such a thing, the imkolze enem noyim achlekes b'mitzvah men amitzvah, and he explains why. But he says clearly that is the proof. It's halacha l'moshe Misinai, and then he explains that it's not worse. Yeah, he says like this, and he says something which I'm going to explain to you. That's also for next week. V'zeh yoy machoy v'zeh yedeya hoy mevushu. Oh, then he says the yin calls it. Ah, if it's everyone, this tayag. What is the moyes the kasha? Right. So you see, there's a change here. Because if he says halacha, it could be there was a machlekes, but that was haskama. But if once he says that it's halacha moshe Misinai, or it's mesor Misinai, before at the beginning he said maybe it's halacha, then it's mesor Misinai, right? So there can't be any machlekes about it. So why is the moshe sakasha? So you're back to where you started, right? Like, it's a 180 degree turn, right? Einem nemoi machlekusam, b'mitzah min ha-mitzahs, שזה יום הראשון וזה יום אחר, כי יודעי יום הראשון שיש במצווה ממלאס החשבון, ולא יקפידו בגמור לשאול עליה, למנויסו. מבני אימי כו עניין וריחוקה, whatever that means, שיבעלו כל התורה וימנו מצוויסיה. כמו שאמרו בדור נקל מזה, something which is less than that, ונעשה ספר תורה ונמנה. So Gemara answers lo pekinan. But if it would have been, we would have counted the Torah. Okay? Counted the Oisies. Aber min astam yismuchu al zeh aminyin ki hu hamakubo biyodim. Okay? Then there's a whole discussion afterward about how you work out the Gemara Makis and what's Rav Hanuna and what's Rav Simloi and what's Maikra. And that's the next thing, okay? So what I just would like to, you see, it could be, we'll go if you want, and go through each line over here, but I want to give you an overview of what's going on, because you get lost, sometimes you get lost in the nitty-gritty of the details, and you lose the whole flow. So Ramban does an amazing thing, and sets up a Maseret Sinai. You see, offhand, it starts out that the Midrash Mori Sad to say it's halacha. But what he's really doing at the end is not to make a sadis halacha. If you find a number that it's makubal throughout halachic literature and midrashic literature, it's a raidach that it must be a messiah. That's what he's trying to say. Which, you know, you
the
could.
The Miri doesn't like that.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not saying the Miri doesn't like it. The Miri is talking about halachic guys. He's just trying to say if you find something so accepted by everyone, then it probably is a Messiah. That's what he assumes, which is a very interesting thing.
He doesn't say probably.
Yeah, I understand. He said, yeah, I understand. I'm just, okay, that's who we're standing today. Mr. Shem will pick up next. You want to make it early next week? You want to leave it like this or whatever?
It's good for me.
Okay, same.